Tom, before you go, I wanted to tell you something. I've solved the problem of the big blue E.
Now, this, ladies and gentlemen, may seem like a bizarre comment from my dad, but I knew instantly what my dad was talking about. You see, I have to look after my parents when it comes to technology. Every time I visit them, I've got a different high-tech task booked in. Next time I go up, I'm putting in a new phone extension in their kitchen. I actually quite like it. Makes me feel needed. And a little bit like Steve Jobs. I've started wearing black polo necks and insisting on rounded edges. My dad's not confident with technology. He only recently got a computer, which he keeps in the spare room. It's freezing cold in there, and he keeps it under a white sheet. I thought the computer had died when I first saw it. The first IT lesson I gave him saw me telling him that it's very important to back everything up. No matter what you do, you should back it up. If you really need it, print it out. That's the rule. Then I showed him Word, and I showed him Outlook, and then we moved on to the internet, and I told him to click on the big blue E. But as anyone who has tried to teach an elderly friend or relative how to use a computer will know, they don't have the motor skills. My dad tried to double-click it, and then his hand just jerked to one side. So rather than double-click it, he simply picked up the big blue E, dragged it, and then dropped it in the recycle bin. I said, "Good God, Dad, what's happened?" He said, "Oh, I don't know, son, my hand just slipped." I said, "Where's the big blue E?" He said, "It's in that bin, son, there." I said, "Oh, God, Dad, you've deleted the internet." I mean, how could I resist, ladies and gentlemen? My dad said, "Is that bad?" I said, "Yeah, that's very bad. A lot of people were using that. And they're going to know it was you. You know, they can track that sort of thing these days." But my dad had somehow solved this problem.
"I'm out of the woods, Tom. It's going to be okay."
"What happened?"
I was looking in the recycle bin and the internet was still there."
"Oh?
Well, stands to reason the bin men don't come till Wednesday." "So I clicked it and it said, 'Would you like to restore the internet?' And I said yes."
"That is a relief, Dad."
"I know, but I don't want it to happen again. Not while I'm making my family tree. So I'm doing what you told me. I'm taking your advice."
"Whoa, hold on a minute, Dad. You're not trying to back up the internet, are you? You can't back up the internet, Dad."
No, I'm trying to back it up. I'm printing it out.